I was out for a night over Christmas, 28th of December. We sat down with a table. They said a man that I now know was the Great Banks. We sat down, they asked him, could we sit there? And we sat there for 5 minutes, and he was drinking a pint and a hot whiskey. There was a great conversation. You know, we asked him where he's from. He says, Tottenham. I says, my friend lives in Tottenham. There wasn't much of a conversation. They got up to go, pulls his chair out, hits me over the head with a chair, leaves me with a bad guess to the head, leading six, 7 stables. Ended up with 2 broken fingers, where I tried to protect myself. I got an ambulance from the bar that night. The police was phoned, the police never came. The police phoned me the next day to come to the police station, went there and made a complaint, told them basically it was English ball, told them where he lived, exactly where he lived. He lived beside a police station. To this day, I believe the police never interviewed him until he went on to carry on to kill the man, which was a few weeks later.
Now, in a recent media interview, you said in some way that you blamed yourself for the death of Mr. Harkin, but you did all you can, surely, to get Mr. Greenbanks held accountable for what he did to you.
I blame myself because, you see, the day I seen the police sealed off, I stopped the police and I told the police, you are responsible for that murder. I knew exactly who had done it. On my statement to the police, I said, the man needs to be arrested. It was a serious enough assault. They ought to get the man remanded in custody, or less, even if he hadn't been remanded in custody, he would have had a serious assault charge hanging over his head. He might have thought twice about killing Paddy Harkin and going on to leave another man from Letterkenny in a wheelchair.
You, of course, are talking about Paul Mithen, who's 41 and still being cared for. This, obviously, a very dangerous man, Greenbanks.
It's definitely, without a doubt, and I reckon there was no indication of this fight. It was an unprovoked, you know, it was just out of the blue, unprovoked, and within a matter of seconds, he hit me over the head with a chair. It would have went on, he went back, he flat, and I'm told in the heart, which was never interviewed, that he said he would attack the man with the chair. It could have been me dead, but I went to the wake of Paddy Harkin. I came out with tears in my head. This man should have been arrested. There was nothing done about it. The police never done their job. There was 4 of them disciplined. Don't ask me what the discipline was. You know, it wouldn't have happened only I went on to make a complaint to Martina Anderson and Noel McCartney, and they passed me on to Ombudsman, and the Ombudsman investigated, and that's the report I got back.
Greenbanks now has been sentenced to life imprisonment. We hope he won't be able to carry out such acts into the future, but I'm sure you and many other people would feel that this is too late and his damage, the damage he's caused has been done.
I had to go to court, you know, and to get the man done with my assault, and it took weeks and weeks and weeks. He showed no remorse. He came out one of the times calling us this and calling us that when the judge was there. It's no remorse. The man should never be allowed back on the streets. I don't know if he's been sentenced to life. I don't think he's actually been sentenced yet. He's done with the murder. He wasn't going to plead guilty to the murder. I know a solicitor was dealing with him. They want the doctors to examine him. The doctors came back and said the man is not mad. He's bad. And he's bad, without a doubt, evil. And, you know, that's why he changed his solicitor to a different Belfast code. You know, the man knew exactly what he was doing. But the biggest problem at the minute is the police never done their job. You know, everybody signed up to police and hoping they would do their job. I'm not here to slag off the police. I felt so bad about the man getting away with what I got away with. He hasn't got away with it now, but if he hadn't been done with my charge, he might have been around on the street to do it.